Real estate is an effective way of storing value during stagflation. And it was written or released by Antoni Goosen. He's the principal and founder of Meridian Realty. So he writes and he says the following, which was quite interesting article. So if you can just listen to this, he says the current increased levels of inflation, high interest rates, stagnant global and local economic growth combined with high unemployment have led to deliberations between experts that South Africa might be heading towards a period of economic stagflation. If this is the case, it is good to keep in mind that real estate is an effective way of storing value. And I must add to Antoni here that obviously, you know, through COVID, I think we've realized just once again that the resiliency of the industry, of the property market, I think it shows that it remains and it still is a resilient investment vehicle and probably maybe the safest, especially in times of trouble, in times of economic downturn, in times of like lockdown through and uncertainty especially. So now the slowdown that accompanies stagflation would mean that there are less people involved or participating in the economy. Now before we continue with the article, I think it's important, let's just first look at what is the meaning of stagflation. So it is persistent high inflation combined with high unemployment and stagnant demand in a country's economy. Or in more simple words, stagflation is a period when slow economic growth and joblessness coincide with rising inflation. So that means, back to his article, that means GDP numbers go down and more importantly, earnings numbers are affected through corporate profits. So from an investment perspective, that places pressures on the equity market. And this is where real estate will restore or will store value. This asset has traditionally been effective in the long term, and I've mentioned it just now as well, especially in other, you know, hiccups in life that we do determine or experience every now and then. So inflation causes the cost of raw materials, goods or labor to rise, meaning that there will be more expensive homes on the market. During periods of stagflation, building contractors will continue to expand their construction of homes to meet consumer demand, and the need for real estate is constantly increasing given a more significant population. Stagflation does not decrease demand for homes. However, it causes supply to stagnate and reduces the affordability of completed houses. The physical number of completed buildings slows down because of the prohibitive cost of construction and persistent supply chain problems. So it is a disadvantage for contractors and potential homeowners. However, it is an advantage for existing homeowners. These variables mean that their homes are in greater demand and will appreciate. So the inflation that comes with stagflation is related to the interest rates in the country. Consumers looking to purchase a home in 2022 are significantly affected by money supply in the economy, and there are fewer prospective home buyers as the government attempts to slow down inflation, hence the reason for increase in interest rates. Given the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, many building materials have increased in cost while wages have remained constant, and these features obviously makes it difficult for new homes to be priced affordable. The South African Reserve Bank will try to rein in inflation by increasing interest rates. Higher interest rates mean less money supply in the economy, and consumers and businesses are unlikely to borrow when the interest rate payments are high. And this measure leads to reduced economic spending and can cause a recession. He says the South African Reserve Bank this month increased, obviously, the interest rate with a further 75 basis points. We are aware of that, giving us a repo rate of 6.25%, and which brings us back to very close to pre-COVID levels. And with the prime lending rate now at 9.75%, homeowners might have to look at ways to minimize the effect on their bond repayments. Well, he suggests property pegged at a fixed rate mortgage is safer because it is immune to inflation, and it's a personal discussion and choice. And the price for homes often appreciates as time passes, while the mortgage prices remain the same. Consumers without a fixed rate mortgages will have to pay a higher home fee, and real estate owners who buy homes with mortgages will gain value through the high inflation experience during stagflation. It also allows homeowners to charge higher rentals regardless of the stagnating economy. And a higher valuation in inflation adjusted terms may stagnate at first, but after about 5 years, the home will return to its actual market value. We're talking about real estate is an effective way of storing value during stagflation, and we're going to continue with the article. So there are positive economic data that would indicate that the property market is not yet in full stagflation cycle, and one of the economic indicators that needs to be considered is property inflation, and this needs to be looked at in conjunction with national consumer inflation average. So according to Lightstone Properties Residential Property Indices, reported at the end of August 2022, so it's fresh, the national year-on-year house price inflation is at 3.67%, having decreased consistently since early 2021. And this is well below the consumer inflation average, which currently see at 7.8%, and that is a lot. That's high. So as at the end of July 2022. So the report by Lightstone Properties go on to say annual property inflation remains steady in areas like Free State, Limpopo and the Northern Cape, increased in the Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga, and decreased in the Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Northwest and the Western Cape. And annual property inflation on the low value segment was once again much higher than that in other segments. Inflation for properties in low value markets. I'm just going to continue there, just to, as we're running out of time, just want to touch on a couple of other things. In addition, South African economy has been impacted in the second quarter of 2022 by state 6 load shedding and global political unrest and the looming possibility of a global recession backed by slowing growth. Nevertheless, the real estate industry remains resilient. According to Stats South Africa, the real estate, finance and business services industries made the biggest positive impact on the GDP growth in quarter 2, 2022, rising by 2.4%. So Stats South Africa goes on to say that in quarter 2, 2022, the real estate industry is one of only four industries that has recovered to pre-pandemic levels, and that real estate industry only took two quarters to recover to quarter 4, 2019 levels post-COVID. That is fantastic. That is good news. And very obviously well received. So we're not yet in a situation of stagflation in the property market in South Africa. True stagflation in real estate happens when buyers are not able to buy and sellers are unable to sell or unwilling to sell at lower prices. So the property market has proved to be resilient in times of economic turmoil and should continue on its current trajectory for the remainder of the year, albeit more in the higher end property market. And that concludes our program in the Property Hour for tonight.